A touch of Anna Karenina, and that's where we're headed. It's Mark Wigmore here on this Thursday, the Oasis on the New Classical FM, and our look at arts and culture. The National Ballet of Canada is wrapping its season with an alluring new Anna Karenina. It's a North American premiere and the ballet's first creative partnership with Christian Schwuch. He's one of Europe's foremost choreographers. He's looked at Tolstoy's novel to find a new path forward, and the result is both modern and theatrical. It's 19th century costuming and the latest in cinematic projections for its production look, and a curated score featuring music by Rachmaninoff and Lutoslavsky. It opens next Friday, June 13th. At the Four Seasons Centre in downtown Toronto. It runs through the 21st. National.ballet.ca for tickets. In this story, the aristocratic Anna Karenina has an extramarital affair that both liberates and condemns her. Her love triangle is a portrait of Russian society in the 1800s. Her passion strips her of her dignity and puts the inequality of life on full display. Joining us is the man behind this vision, German choreographer Christian Schwuch. He joined the Stuttgart Ballet in 1995, became resident choreographer in 2001. He was artistic director and resident choreographer of the Ballet Zurich from 2012 to 2022, and now artistic director of the Berlin State Ballet. Christian Schwuch, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Great to be with you. We had Hope Meir, artistic director with the ballet, not too long ago. She was with us, and she was very clear that the National Ballet of Canada is all about artistic partnerships. And now she's brought you here. And how's this partnership coming together for you?
I hope it's going to go well. It's my first day today. I had yesterday the first short rehearsal, and that was magnificent. I really enjoy the dancers here. They're very focused. They're very interested. I'm just about to go into the second rehearsal day today, so I'm really looking forward.
Tell us about the art of ballet in Berlin right now. What are you getting back from the culture there? What's happening in Berlin?
We are trying to push ballet forward. On one side, we try to keep classical productions like Swan Lake and Giselle on a very, very high artistic level. But we're also looking what else can we do with ballet and also with storytelling ballet. And we invite choreographers from the complete contemporary field. And the audience is responding really, really well on that. We have a wonderful selling, and people come to both. They come and watch Swan Lake, but they also come to perform a special on Eyal, for example. She mostly works with electronic techno music, and it's quite intensive and exciting. And at the moment, we feel that the audience in Berlin is really opening up, and it's very curious what you can all do with dance, and it's very exciting.
It's interesting. We talk about this with opera as well, that you really have to find that right mix of what people understand and know, and also push it forward so that the entire art form can continue to go on for centuries to come, right?
I think that's essential. I think it's very important. And it means also, especially when you are leading a company, it means to take risks. You have to invite choreographers, you have to invite composers, set designers, stage designers. And it's very exciting to see new ideas and new tryouts. And of course, once in a while, it can also fail. That's part of it, because we want to try to find something new. That's what art is about, to step into the unknown and to see what we can do with it. And so far, it's my second season, and we have been lucky. Every production in the end did work out for the best.
It's interesting when you're in a position like yours, where you have these tenures in Zurich and in Stuttgart and now in Berlin, but you also travel a fair amount, right? You end up in different Canadian, North American cities. I mean, talk about that mix in your life of being in Berlin, but also traveling the world.
It's a lot on my plate, but it's very exciting. And I feel very privileged, and I'm very, very thankful for that. On one point, to run a company, of course, is a lot of work. But you also are connected with artists for a longer time. So that means you can really dig deeper and create things, and they understand the language I'm looking for, and the dancers understand the choreographers I'm inviting. So there are collaborations going on for several years. That's very, very exciting. And on the other hand, I have the possibility that my productions get invited worldwide. So I travel around a lot. But this is always than just a short amount of time. Like my assistants have been here now for almost 6 weeks, setting all the material of Anna Karenina. And myself only had 2 weeks of time. So I try to support the dancers here as good as I can so that they feel comfortable on stage and also to adapt the production. I'm not a fan to tell the dancers here, oh, we did it in Zurich and in Moscow and in Seoul, in Korea, we did it like this. You have to do it exactly the same way here now. For the first rehearsals, I'm listening more to the dancers and I see how they deal with the material. And most of the time I adapt to them and I ask them, this looks more comfortable for you. Does this movement actually make sense for you? And then we start a dialogue, and that is the part which I find really interesting, because then it's not just reproducing something. It's almost like creating something new and to step into a dialogue with an artist. And that is also enriching my work and me, and it pushes me forward. So it's fun. It's very exciting.
I love that idea of that artistic conversation as you jump from major city to major city. If you are just joining us, award-winning choreographer Christian Spuck is our guest, and he's enjoyed a long career in Germany and Switzerland, and we have him here in Toronto to produce Anna Karenina on stage. It opens next Friday at the Four Seasons Center. June 13th runs through the 21st, and it's national.ballet.ca for tickets. So tell us about creating this version of Anna Karenina on stage. We know the book, we know the films, there's a musical, there's figure skating. So how does it work for dance when you look at what the story is actually about?
This book is so rich. It's so complex. It's a portrait about Russia in the 19th century. It's portraying what love meant in those days, what marriage is, what moral is, how society is suppressing situations of families. And we in the artistic team decided that we really would like to put a focus on three couples, which is basically Anna Karenina with her husband Karenin and with Vronsky, she's madly falling in love with. Anna's losing everything. She's giving everything for her love. She wants to live her love. And it ends up that she's completely lonely because society is not accepting this. And then you have another couple, which is Dolly and Steva, but their marriage is also not working because he likes to play with other women all the time. So they're in a constant battle and a constant fight. But they kind of find like an agreement to go along with their marriage. They have kind of like a way where they respect and accept the situation they are in. And then you have the third couple, which is Levin and Kitty, who need a very long time to meet each other. And it's a very, very slow process, but it's a very honest and beautiful process. And they end really in a very, almost in a fairy tale love. It really comes together very close. And that's what the ballet is about. You basically have three perspectives and how love can be and what it means to create a marriage and also to step out of a marriage and how in those days society was reacting, which in fact we still have today.
Talk about that idea too, because when we think about those three different couples, there's people who are deeply in love. There's a lot of pain, especially towards the end of this story. And so when you're putting together that choreography, what are you thinking about? Is it elation here and then somehow we have to move the form to something else when it is more dire?
I believe I would like that the audience understands the behaving from Anna Karenina and her decisions. It's also odd because she's sacrificing to see her son. So sometimes we feel for her, but sometimes we also don't understand her. I kind of like this dialogue. It's not really that you have clear sympathy. And most of the music is by Rachmaninoff, so it's very emotional music. It's very difficult for the leading ballerinas in almost 2 hours to really show all the range of emotions, of fighting to get out of a marriage, to follow your love, and then being set completely alone because society doesn't allow you to take part of the life anymore. And then the jealousy is coming in, the anger is coming in, this anger is turning against herself. And as everybody knows, she's committed suicide. She was jumping in front of the train. This is quite a lot to ask from a ballerina, but it's very exciting for the audience. Because also set and costumes are more inspired like from a play or from a movie. It's not so much that has this light and always beautiful ballet flair. It really tries to bring very real emotions on stage. The choreographic material is almost like a text. It's trying to really explain how, in what relationship the dancers are together on stage and how many conflicts they have with each other. And of course, it's always nice as an audience member if you can step in there and identify yourself with the figures on stage. And then it's starting to get emotional. I think that's what music theater is about.
When working with the production design, I think there is that need. A lot of people feel that things can shift a little too modern, perhaps, with the look of it. They sort of crave that pastoral sense. And so I feel like you've threaded the needle here with the costuming from the period, but then those modern touches of projections and so on. Is that how it feels to you?
Absolutely. I respect this book so much. I think it's such a genius work that I can't turn it around and give it a different twist or put too much like a contemporary perspective on it. I think it still should be based in that time. And I think especially the costume designer Emma Wright did a genius work by making costumes in the late 19th century, but out of a perspective from our times, which makes this production look very rich, very romantic, very, very beautiful, but it doesn't look old and dusty or too traditional. It really talks to us and it gives us a flair and idea about this time where you had those big ball events and you, the salon where people met and you have those big dresses, the sound from those dresses. This is something very beautiful. And you kind of sense this also when you read the book, and it was important for me to put that on stage.
You know, when we had Hope Meir here last month, she was so, so excited about this production. She really encouraged me to be there, and I'm going to be there for your opening next Friday. And Christian Spook, it's just been a joy to hear your thinking on this and be our guide for this particular production. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
The choreographer is here in Toronto to stage Anna Karenina, opening next Friday, June 13th at the Four Seasons Centre, running through the 21st, national.ballet.ca for tickets. And this is more from Anna Karenina.